It seems today in our American, not-so-united society, it is totally acceptable for a man to be a little mental, emotional, insecure, recognize me, little bitch. Oh, it doesn't come off that way at first. It starts as a joke, a comment here and there, or a jab on social media. However, we know what's up, don't we? I mean, if you look at the causes as to how it came to be, there really isn't anything there to get all up and but hurt about. Why is this guy talking to my woman, and such? Well, dipshits of social media stalking. If you knew your woman's history and could also read harmless wall messages that are for all to see, then perhaps one would have insight on love, life, security. Instead reacts, like, fifth grade bully. One starts with a childish jab, but we really know it's the insecurity coming out to establish a false sense of manhood, entitlement. Oh, we've seen you before. Oh, we've learned a thing or two since then. If said woman can't see the well-established weaknesses for what they are, guess what? Like an ape in the wild that sees the scar on the female ape's face and loses total interest. We retreat. Not out of fear of bodily harm. Player, please. Alphas do not go around telling people how alpha they are, especially on social media. That is a sign said person is not alpha, but just a scared, insecure, little bitch. It's easy to walk away from that weak garbage. Laughing all the way to go do things for themselves that do not affect those negative entities whatsoever. I get it. Not every man can be like me or other people I know where their insecurities are either well hidden or are in places that really don't matter to a man. No, we live in this generational, men raised by women mentality, so the seed for insecurity is there from the start. It's not really their fault. Yet they do nothing to better the situation, making excuse after excuse why they can justify that sort of train of thought and push on other people for reactions. Pushing on me like they are the big man just really shows how little they really are. I don't have to fight back. In earlier years I would have. I would have risked jail time to make my point across. Now, I just don't really care. I just eliminate those negative things around me. When I said I had learned things, I have learned that it's a no-win situation here. These types of people are not out to win anything, but rather to take you down with them, which is worse than losing. Losing is just the opposite of winning. At least they tried to win. Here, there is no concept of win with these people. They see dark, they want you to as well, that's simple. So why fight? Any response is just adding fuel to their fire. Best just to leave trash in the gutter rather than trying to clean the gutter, just walk right past, and let that shit be. This blog really isn't about alpha, but there is this sort of entitlement around these parts that every guy just thinks way too highly of themselves and use big words like tough and alpha dog. It is sort of funny. In the early 2000s, I'd see dudes out, and they'd be all saying they were MMA fighters, and come to find out they wrestled once in high school for 4 weeks then quit. Yet they come off as saying they are fighters. What do they know about the struggle or the fight? For weeks, huh? They quit or were cut. I see these guys in the gym and their work ethic is shit. Yeah, they might throw up a little weight, but they don't work very hard in the gym. I believe that trickles down in one's life. Granted, you cannot go judging everyone based on gym ethics, but work is work. If someone works hard, you can tell a lot about that person with that one, single, observation. The word sneaky never really sat well with me as being sneaky is do some things. Most things in the shadows, and who does things in the shadows? Yeah, shady-ass cowards do things in the shadows. So taking a little bully jab here and there disguising it as a joke is someone working, dealing in the shadows. It's not about how hard one can beat on their chest and declare how alpha they are. It's about the body of work, 24/7, 365, plus what a person does to get to that level. By the time they get there, they don't think they are alpha, they know they are. That feeling of elation, accomplishment is its own reward, and people will never understand unless they have been there or are there. One cannot explain it to others that live in the shadows. The lies, cheats, manipulations do not allow them that privilege. Because I have seen so much of this in friends over the years, I tend to jump the gun in identifying with it. It's easy to see from my point of view. I can get rid of the people that brought me to this thought process. This instance, the night before, they removed themselves from the situation. Mostly, probably, because girl said boyfriend was probably bitching and whiny about his girl having guy friends. Which is so retarded for 2016. Wow, dude, get over it. not intimidated whatsoever. Dude was talking to air, because only his broad and the air that surrounds them were the only two things that would believe any of the garbage that came out of that dude's mouth, huh? The Insecurities of the False Man, by David Angelo Minio. December 18, 2016. 965 words.